Namaste, friends. Welcome. Today I'm going to give you some simple hacks on how to improve your flexibility. Now, before we get started, I just want to mention my book, Stop Stretching, A New Yogic Approach to Master Your Body and Live Pain-Free. And a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today is actually in this book. And there's a lot of hacks on how to improve your flexibility. More importantly, how to improve your mobility. Everybody is so consumed with flexibility. And what we really want to do is improve mobility while having some strength and stability as we go through different ranges of motion. So this practice I'm going to be referring to, and some of the things I'm going to be referring to is in the end of the book, I give four fantastic sequences here for you to practice. Now, I had this one student, her name was Mary, and she's actually quoted in my podcast, Stop Stretching. And one of the things that Mary said, and she was around a 56-year-old woman, and her number one goal was being able to touch her feet. And so when I was editing the podcast, I heard that, that she had actually said that in one of the interviews one of my assistants did with her. And so I went into the class that morning, and unfortunately I didn't have any footage of her and how far she was able to reach for her toes, but she was about 6 to 8 inches away from her toes. So I immediately said to her, Mary, do you want to be able to touch your toes today? And she said, yes! Now, normally in the yoga world, what you would do is grab a strap and you would take it to your feet and you would pull yourself forward. And this is one of the worst things that you can do because you're really going to start shutting down all of these muscles. You're going to be shutting down all your core muscles, which you guys know are really important to be able to stabilize the trunk and spine. You're also going to be shutting down your hip flexors, which are really important because they stabilize the hips. So if you want to walk around with instability in your life, keep stretching. But if you want more stability, pay attention to the tips I'm going to be giving you, because it's going to not only improve your range of motion and quote unquote flexibility, if you want to use that word, but you're also going to be improving stability. And when you have stability, you become pain free. And what I want for you more than anything is to live a life free from pain. Now, as you can see in this video, when I finally did the final test with Mary, she was able to not only reach her toes, she was actually able to come about 4 to 6 inches past her toes. Oh my God, you have never seen such a happier woman in all your life. Her number one goal was to reach her toes. Not only was she able to reach her toes, but she was actually able to go past her toes. So what I'd like to do is invite you to join me as we do this hack in how to improve your flexibility. So come and sit down onto the ground. Now, just for clarity, I haven't done anything yet today. It is about 6 o'clock in the morning here in Costa Rica. So I just literally woke up with you. And so I'm as, you know, very tight right now. My body is still waking up. My movement is still happening. My muscles are not quite activated. But also one thing I have suffered from a lot in my life is back pain. And I can't tell you how many times I've worked on stretching out my back pain to try to alleviate some of that pain. And, you know, one of the number one poses you do to alleviate back pain is any forward bends. It's actually one of the worst things that you can do, because you're not really addressing the problem of the tightness, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. What I'd like you to do for now, though, is just sitting up as straight as you can or as erect as you can. Elongate the spine, extend through the heart here, and then reach forward as far as you can. Now, right now, that's my tissue tension. This is about as far as I can go right about here. I could probably go further if I pushed it, but that's about my range of motion right now. Okay, so I want you to see where your range of motion is, so that way you can kind of just use that as kind of a modulator. We're going to come back and retest after we do these muscle activations. So the problem with tightness is always a sign of muscle weakness. And if muscles are not contracting properly, the opposite muscle will not relax. So the tightness of a muscle is actually a reflection of the opposite muscle's inability to contract properly. So what we want to do is get that muscle actually contracting properly. Well, what are those muscles, Yogi Aaron? Well, as I mentioned, we're looking at the hip flexors. Well, a couple of key hip flexors, and there's a few, are the rectus femoris. Okay, so that's one of the quads. So your quad means four, so you have four muscles on the top of your femur bone, or in the anterior part of your femur bone. And one of those is the rectus femoris, which makes up one of your hip flexors. Now, the vastus muscles, the three other quads, do play some role in hip flexion, but more importantly, they play a role in knee flexion. And they do influence internal and external rotation, definitely. Now, one of the other hip flexors is the psoas and or iliacus. So we're going to do some muscle activations for rectus femoris, for iliacus, but we're also going to do a couple of muscle activations for the psoas minor. Now, the psoas minor is actually one of the number one trunk flexors. So your inability to come forward sometimes is because the psoas minor isn't contracting properly. The other muscles that we're looking at too is the first and second rectus abdominis. So rectus abdominis is kind of like the eight pack, if you will, or sometimes a six pack. And the first and second rectus is sort of that first muscle, first and second muscle. So the first muscle is the first rectus, and it's between the navel and the pubic bone. And then the second rectus is just above the navel, as you can see here. So again, one more time, let's just test. So that's my tissue tension. And then we're gonna come and lie down and do our muscle activations. So the very first muscle activation we're gonna do is for the rectus femoris. So you can do this a couple of different ways. Just for quickness of time, we're actually gonna do both legs at the same time. But if doing both legs at the same time isn't feasible for you and is causing you more stress, that's the key thing. We don't want to cause more stress as we're doing these muscle activations, because we're actually trying to do is reduce stress and reconnect the muscles to the brain. So for ease today, we'll do both legs. However, if you're at home and that's causing you too much stress, pause the video and just do one leg at a time. The rule in muscle activation is always to hold the isometric contraction for 6 seconds and repeat it 6 times. So what I'd like you to do is to lift the legs up. Now, feel that the quads are really activated here. I like to sometimes put my hands on the quads just to feel them really strong and then slowly come on down. And then let's do it again. Come on up and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And then come on up again and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And then come on up again and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And we'll do it one more time. Come on up and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and come on down. What I want you to do is come and sit up. Straighten the legs, reach the hands forward, and then come forward. And just notice if you've come more further forward. So I've improved my range of motion by about 3-4 inches. So see how it was for you. Let's go down and activate the iliacus muscle. So the iliacus is a muscle that attaches to the lesser trochanter, the inner femur, and attaches into the iliacus crust, the iliac crust. So bring your legs together, turn the toes out to the sides. Now, I like to create another little activation here by squeezing the inner thighs towards each other. But if that's causing, again, too much stress, just do one leg at a time, okay? So turn the toes out, lift the legs up. Now you're gonna lift the legs up about 20 to 30 degrees. I like to keep pressing through the heels of my feet and pull the leg bones into my hip sockets. Please don't worry about pushing the lower back into the floor. The lumbar curve actually needs to be there, so don't worry about it. Exhale, come on down. And then take the legs together, turn the toes out, and come on up. And hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And bring the legs together, turn the toes out to the sides, and lift up. And hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. Bring the legs together, turn the toes out. Come on up. And hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down. And bring the legs together, turn the toes out, and lift up, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come on down, and we'll do it one more time. Okay, you might actually feel your inner groin starting to activate and work a little bit here too with that squeezing the legs together thing. So, legs together, turn the toes out, externally rotate the femur bone, and lift up. And hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very good. So come on up. Let's do it again. Bring the arms out and come forward. Oh my God. Whee! Look, Mom. Look what I can do. Always remember, your range of motion is not depicted and doesn't depend on how flexible you are. Like, throw that whole flexibility thing out of your mind because it's not useful to you. Your range of motion is always depicted or based on how much your muscles can contract properly. If your muscles aren't contracting properly, you don't have any range of motion. And unfortunately, this basic idea of muscle function seems to have been misplaced by a lot of experts. But what we really want to do is improve a muscle's ability to contract and contract on demand. Let's do the last hack and see what happens. So I'm about here. Let's see if I can get a little bit further. So let's activate the psoas minor and see what happens. By the way, for the record, I have no idea. I'm actually surprised I could get this far. So for psoas minor, it's a muscle that attaches to the pubis ramus and then comes up and attaches sort of to the lateral but anterior aspects of the transverse processes of T12 and L1, or thoracic 12 and lumbar 1. So for this particular one, bring your hands behind your neck and bring the knees just above the hips. And now we're going to activate the psoas minor. So you're going to lift the head just a little bit. This is more to cue a pelvic tilt here. So you're lifting the pubic bone towards the navel. Think about like a string or something that's connected to your pubic symphysis, and you're pulling it towards the navel center. You're not lifting it up. You're pulling it in towards the navel, and then come on down. So what we're trying to do is actually shorten isometrically the psoas minor and hold it for about 6 seconds. Okay, bring the knees up above the hips, lift the head, and then pull the pubic bone in and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. And then lift the knees and lift the head and then pull the pubic bone in and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. And bring the knees up, lift the head just a little, pull the pubic bone in and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. And lift the knees, lift the head, pull the pubic bone in, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back down. We'll do it one more time. Lift the knees, lift the head, pull the pubic bone in, hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and back down. Let's come and sit up. Good. Stretch your legs out, bring your arms forward, and then see how far you can get. Pretty cool, eh? These muscle activations, they really work. And what I like to do sometimes is just show you how much they can improve your quote-unquote flexibility. For me personally, I don't really care how much I touch my toes. That's no longer important to me. What is important to me is that these muscles are working properly, because these muscles support the joints of my body, they support my torso, and they keep me safe as I go through life and do my daily activities. Every time somebody hurts their back, the cause is usually an instability in the neuromuscular system, because the neuromuscular connection isn't strong and has been compromised due to stress, trauma, overuse. And one of the contributing factors to those three things is stretching. So my first advice to you, stop stretching. My second advice, start activating. And doing these kind of exercises are ways that you can start to activate the muscles of your body and improve that neuromuscular connection. Just keep in mind that anytime we start to stretch, we actually disconnect the brain from the muscles, and that leaves us more open and vulnerable to injuries. So from here, happy practicing, keep activating. Namaste, my friends, and remember to check out Stop Stretching on Amazon.